I am here because I was asked to partner with Professor Roger Barker, who's a neuroscientist working with studying neurodegenerative diseases such as Parkinson's, Huntington's, and studying how these things progress, but also studying how to treat these things. 21, almost exactly 21 years ago, I got my degree in physiology and psychology, so I jumped at the chance to combine my current passion of poetry with my very ancient degree, which is really exciting to be able to talk to Professor Barker and to even understand a lot of what he was saying. Now, he's a very good communicator, I have understood when I got him. And he gave me some wonderful images and phrases. He talked about the techniques you need, the kind of person you need to be to be involved in this kind of project, the hope that it offers, but also the patience you have to apply, because in order to see the results, the very real results that happen with these lives, it takes 5, 10, maybe 15 or 20 years to see that reality. And he also talked about, well, he had given me a lovely phrase about, you know, the technique, so it's quite a technical term, so I hope it's not too much for people, but basically he talked about taking a spoonful of fetal stem cells and splurting them into the place where the Parkinson's have done damage to the vessels. So it's very technical term, so I wasn't quite able to work it into the code, but I hope I could have gathered a lot of that anyway. He also talked about how the process of reconstructing vulnerability, I love that. So it's a beautiful phrase, it's an amazing way to think about the changes that you're making to people's lives, whether it's the patients themselves or it's their families or whatever. Couldn't fit that into the poem either, but I just thought I'd share that. It's a great one. And you also talked about the physical technique, how you stem the cells and the dopaminergic ones come up green and the others orange. Inspired by the pictures of and the cell, if you've seen them, so they kind of branch out, they almost touch each other like this. And what I love is that the artist, Rosalind Wigan, has also used a tree imagery. So I took my inspiration for titles, and I'm really hoping I pronounced this correctly. The Norse mythological tree of life, Yggdrasil, which touches all the 9 world realms across the void. That reflected what we were talking about here. I'll come down here. I'm hoping you're able to use this. This is Yggdrasil. We're in the process of continental drift, but not content to watch. We plot the opposite of avalanche, plant pebbles to stem destruction. We start with the unthinkable, remodeling the seat of self, a deft flip of the wrist, a spoonful of matter, steeped in patience, serves up an armful of new years. We bury rhizomes to glow deep in scorched earth, birthing coruscant blossoms, green as holidays, staining steady hands and leaving nimble fingers. Time ticks over glass arrays. Dazed by vistas, we dream the next step, next and next, stack stones to bridge darkness, sparks trembling to coalesce. And written branch dance, incandescent. Reach, clutch, reach the impossible, but hold hands bold and ready for a coming dawn. Thank you very much.
I'm also a physicist. Now, I study solar cells, which sounds like it would be helpful because I worked with Kevin Challenge, who studies stem cells. There's actually no overlap at all, but I like to think that the fact that, like most of my poetry is about science, but this is about a bit of science that I totally don't understand. But I like to think that gives the poem a sense of the mysterious. So Kevin's work focuses on the physics of how the cell's environment affects the cell's development. So this poem starts off in one voice, then splits into two voices as you see stem cells differentiate between different types of cells they could be. And then one of those types of cells will create the environment that will determine how other, how the stem cells, part of this, then differentiate further, and this sort of keeps going on in the cycles. So it sort of starts out as a monologue, becomes a dialogue, and then eventually becomes sort of one whole being. The poem is called Tension. The tension between making and being life begins young. Before we've unfurled from a single kernel, our world shapes us, pulls pattern from potential, tugs at the tensing bones of ourselves, and we change. We are the frame, spooling out filaments that cobble our body from disparate family into one entity, with tensions that tug at the squirming bones of ourselves. We will be the future. When stones, harmed by the world, life, mother, open the definition of genes and we change, I hug you unclenched. Let your fibers feel themselves like warm hands catch snow. Your softness shapes me. Cocooned in my own roundness, I bud, bloom, change. Finer and finer, the cycles define you, arrange and contain you, this framework that made you, I gently unpeel. Head back and heel, a butterfly baby, alive, cakes. The world tugs at the bones of myself, and I change.
Can you hear me? There's nodding, so good, I must be connected. I'm J.S. Watts, and I am the extremely unscientific poet in this room. I'm a poet and novelist based in South Cambridgeshire. I'm a what they call a page poet, so I tend to read from paper, so there will be paper involved in this performance. And I was partnered with Professor Ludovic Valier, and I'd like to express my thanks to Ludovic and his team, because he took me under his wing, and I explained I know nothing about science. My degree is in English language and literature. I have friends who are chemists and physicists, and they all say, "ESO is unscientific. What are you doing here?" I'm here to learn. And I explained this to Ludovic, and he was fine. He said his knowledge of poetry was compatible with my knowledge of science, so that was a good start. And very kindly introduced me to his lab, to presentations he's done on the subject, to photographs and images, which are where I get my kicks, as you were, and gave me a chance to walk around the labs, to talk to his team, to find out what their motivation was, which was basically to stepping out onto the unknown, to finding knowledge that no one knew before. And so I came away inspired, and hopefully you will find in my poem, you'll find the images that I saw in his presentations, which include, rather like clay, very organic things, but mine are gardens rather than trees. There was a pretty striking image of stem cells gathered on a pentic, which you will find reproduced in the poem. And the concept of Prometheus, because Ludovic and his team deal with basically the liver and the pancreas and all that comes from that. So Prometheus was there from the beginning. And he's there in my poem, because the poem is Unbinding Prometheus. It starts with skin and blood. First gouged and pecked from twitching tissue. Punishment for tutoring human presumption. Stepping beyond knowledge known. What if we could heal raw flesh, torn out in sun blaze by the root, reconstruct cell by cell a cellular model of human life, an essence of liver, gift back to Prometheus what was taken? Chained to hard, barren rocks, high in the unforgiving Caucasus, knowing what was unknown, humanity's fire thief endures, sharp talons, razor beaks, the foreboding beat of weighty wings, daily repeated torment. The drama of mountains is absent here. The land is calm, reason, green and safely horizontal. The only eagles fake and chained to the soil's rich plain to scare away the feet of lighter wings, guardians of mankind's garden. In a garden of new beginnings, dark flowers of blossom lipids, cells blooming potential from each stem, the possibility of everything. How far a step onto untrodden land, the unblemished unknown. When you stepped away, I did not notice. Everything is unknown until it is known. See, I could draw anything. Black ink on a snow blank page, the pen tip, pluripotent. Cells gathered at the end, the same. When they grow up, they want to be heart, lungs, liver, pancreas, a map of the human body, chained to unlimited potential, modified to be chosen. Colour me liverish. Tools to see into the yet unknown futures of creation and find a cure for life. It is our own metabolism that lets us down, chains some to chronic disease, diabetes, fatty liver, not always the cause of overindulgence, a thing we can control, the sugars, the fats we love, slowly killing us. Why? How? Our knowledge lets us down. Beginnings lost. Solutions unknown. Disease triumphant. So near and yet so far. We share a percentage of our DNA with a banana. Greater with a dog. Chocolate, which we so love, kills poor Fido, who we love too. The difference is in the detail, an unknown we are trying to know. Suspended between theory and trial, we seek salvation with the wisdom and endurance of gods. Cells from the arc of life, bubbling with themselves, carry a memory of their promised shape. We grow towards hope, a cell at a time, harvesting knowledge from the unknown to repair Prometheus's bleeding guts. A garden of a million cells, many millions, feeding on life soup, oxygen, warmth, nutrition, the excessively prolific split like rampant dahlias flourish again in separate beds. We are looking for paths through the verdant growth, the life path of a single cell, allowing us to take that first step onto untrodden soil, to know the unknown. Everything is unknown until it is known. Out there, a cure for our cells' disease, customized for need, a promise of repair and replenishment. Health diagnosed, taking and gifting back to Prometheus the poem of human life through a microscope. An essence of liver, reconstructed cell by cell, a sunburst of existence from the stem. Not yet frail fresh, but with its memories, everything known without knowing. Time to step beyond knowledge known, using presumption and hard proof to reassemble truth's organ and unbind Prometheus from the tyranny of skin and blood.
Thank you.
Guiding safely home. But this was far from safe.